4-H Roundup this week. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. 4-H'ers competing in a variety of projects competed for honors at this week's 4-H Roundup held at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. There are over 400 4-H'ers in attendance representing 26 project areas ranging from beef and dairy to performing arts and photography. An awards banquet was held earlier in the week to award 4-H'ers for their outstanding project work. Sarah Benton of Knox County was a state winner in the veterinary science project.
It's been awesome. There have been a lot of really good experiences with the competing and just with all the stuff that we've been able to do and all the opportunities, like getting to see around the campus a lot and just learning more about college.
In addition, a state 4-H Council officer team was also elected this week to preside over official duties throughout the upcoming year. The election allowed 4-H'ers to experience voting in a democratic process. Ryan Hensley of Loudoun County has been serving as state 4-H Council president.
The purpose of Roundup is recognition for project work. The people who are here competing are in different projects, anything from beef cattle and so on to any agricultural fields and there's arts and sciences. And
Madison County 4-H agent Sharon Tubbs says she took 15 4-H'ers to round up and at least three were state winners.
So this is something they could put in their scholarship forms, you know, in their resumes, and they are known as a state finalist. If they win, of course, they can say they're a state winner. And level one, they receive a Horizon Award with that medal from the project inside it plus a $500 scholarship. Level 2 receives a silver tray plus a trip to National 4-H Congress in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, the State All-Star Conference was also held yesterday in conjunction with Roundup. 4-H All-Stars conducted service learning projects giving back to the community. Have a safe weekend. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.